So I'm in the Illusions Bar on Clifton Triangle, because it's a fun bar, and that's what I'll be doing. I make people laugh. Oddly, the BBC, of course, would never allow me to be really funny, you know. People come and see my live show and they we didn't know you were funny, Paul, because they said, oh, you're the magician, and they would edit out anything funny that happened. They're going to have to edit out my funny dancing, aren't they, on Strictly, I'll tell you.
So it starts tomorrow morning, the practices, is that right?
Yeah, I start the first one-on-one learning. I think my first dance is going to be the cha-cha-cha, which I thought was three cups of tea, but there we are.
And what do you think about your partner?
Ola? Oh, she's gorgeous. She's really nice. I mean, nice as a person. She's a good-looking woman. I mean, I've had I don't know how many hundreds of Twitters and Facebooks and hitting on me, you know, about you lucky so-and-so getting older. If you want a body double, I'm available.
I saw the bookies have put you at 66 to 1 to win. So how are you feeling about your chances?
I haven't got a cat and hell's chance. I've never danced in my life. I've never listened to music. They keep saying we all work to the count of eight. What? Eight what? You know, I don't get it.
Surely in magic, though, you have to think about timing and you have to think about beats.
Ah, comedy timing is different. And the feeling of the audience and or the room, in this case, is a different beast. It's nothing to do with the beat of music.
So obviously, Bristol, quite famous for having Derren Brown coming to university in Bristol. What do you think of that style of magic?
I think it's good. I think it's always been around in my lifetime. It started off in my lifetime, I think, with Chan Canasta. There was David Berglas, Al Karan, another one. They all did that style of, it's called in my trade, mentalism, you know, as opposed to what I do, which is just mental. But I've done that, been there and all that jazz, and it's interesting to see, always for me, new presentations of what is, in fact, basic principles. But magic is the defiance of all known laws of physics and science, and I don't think you need to go to university to baffle them, do you?
What about the way kind of the internet's changed magic? Because obviously with YouTube and so on, people can, you know, there'll be a fantastic magic show and then the next day everybody will say on the internet how everything was done. Do you kind of feel that sometimes it's lost some of its grace and mysticism of the old days?
The internet isn't the answer. What they're missing, if they say the trick is done like this, that's a bit like me giving you a violin and a bow and saying, this is how it works. You pull it across there. It won't be magic. It won't be music. It'll be a mess. And the same thing applies if you were to take any magic trick, know how it's done. I mean, come on, you've seen a lot of boring magicians, haven't you?
Yeah, and there's a certain style of magician which is not that interesting to watch.
I know. And then you've heard a lot of bad singers. It's the same thing. How it works isn't what it's about. It's the actor.
And do you feel there's still people, sort of young people, who are doing that? Do you think David Blaine, with his kind of theatrics, has got that?
Or? No, I will reserve judgment on David Blaine and Chris Angel until I do see them live. Because when I see them on television, I have this mythical woman in my head called Mrs. Smith from Wigan. And I always think she would realise that's a camera trick. She knows that stooge is in the background, you know, making you think you can see all around it. I don't respect that kind of television magic at all, I'm afraid. I'll wait and see them live.
So television magic, what about radio magic? Do you think magic could ever work on the radio?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, magic can work on the radio. Here's a funny little trick you can do on all your friends and all the rest of it. Lift your right leg off the floor. Come on, everybody do that. All you listener, lift it off. Now, what you do is you rotate it round and round, small circles, in a clockwise direction. And I'm going to control your body. Keep it going, clockwise direction. Now, lift your right hand in the air. Your right foot's going round and round clockwise direction, and draw number six with your right hand. Go on, do it, and your foot goes the other way, and you can't stop it. It's good fun.
Oh, there we go. Magic on the radio. Fantastic.
Magic on the radio.
Excellent.